We're doing Sefer HaMidot, we're up to page Shinai Nalef. The Magid Midivne had discussed two types of prayer. One is HaHechrechiyit. There's a prayer that is existential. It is so necessary for our existence. And the Magid Midivne had discussed that just as there is food and drink and water, there are existential needs, so too there is an existential aspect to prayer. There's prayer that a person just needs in order to go through his day. And now the Magid Midivne continues in the second paragraph. We have, in our tradition, we have the order of prayer that the men of the Great Assembly established. We know it was established a person should make 100 blessings a day, which on any given day is pretty easy. If you daven Shmona Esrei, three times a day. So that brings you to 57, right? Three times 19, you're at 57 already, across the halfway mark. The blessings on the Torah, the 15 blessings of Birkot HaShachar, so you're already at 75, three Birkot HaTorah, and then 15 blessings of Birkot HaShachar, so you're already at 75. What else do we have? Al Netilas Yadayim Asher Yotzar, the blessing of Elokai Neshama, the two blessings on Shema and the one after it, you're already at 81. The blessings on Shema at night, two before the Shema, one after the Shema, you're at 84. What else do we have? Meals, but without meals, 1 second. You're at 85 just if you prayed. Should be more. Let's see, Baruch Shamar Yishtabach, we didn't count. You're at 87. Baruch Shamar is a blessing. Yishtabach is a blessing, so you're at 87. So we're missing 13. I counted the blessings on Shema. Didn't I count the blessings on Shema? I counted the night one. I didn't count the morning one? Okay. No, I don't think I did. That brings us three more. That's 90. So we're short 10. If you do Hamotzi, and benching has four blessings in it, so you're already at 95. No, 96, because you also have the blessing of washing, not only Hamotzi. So you're at 96. You eat two or three times a day, you make an Asher Yotzer two or three times a day, you're there. So on an average day, it doesn't require any work. We get to our 100, we pass our 100. Okay, so a person's supposed to make 100 blessings a day. Lo lifchot mehem. That's a minimum, not a maximum. And most of the blessings are part of our daily living. And if a person's going to miss his 100 blessings, like on Shabbos, it's difficult to get 100 blessings on Shabbos because our Shmona Esrei is shorter, right? Our Amidah, our prayer, even though we add a prayer of Musaf, but each prayer has three introductory blessings, one central and three concluding. So each prayer is 7 instead of 19. So you have 4 prayers of 7 blessings, right? Ma'ariv is 7. Baruch Ta Hashem, Magen Avram, the first blessing. Then Atah Gibor, and then Atah Kadosh, that's 3 in the beginning. The central one, and then the final 3, the concluding 3, Ritzei, Modim, and Sim Shalom. So the final 3. So you have 7. 7 times 4 is 28. You're at 28 instead of 57. So you're missing another 29 blessings on an average Shabbos. So that's why people on Shabbos will sometimes eat crackers and snacks and peanuts and vegetables, and throughout the day they'll snack here and there, so then they gain the 17 missing blessings on an average Shabbos. Even though on Shabbos you gain a few blessings, right? Because you make Kiddush, that's an added blessings, and you're eating 3 meals on Shabbos, so you have the Antilas Yadayim and Hamotzi and the benching. Benching is 4, Antilas Yadayim and Hamotzi, that's 6, times 3 is 18, so you've really made up much of what you're missing, but still, so at the end of the day, you have to complete the blessing. So very often, people will eat a little bit more. They'll snack in between. So okay, that's our responsibility. The tough day is Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Those two are difficult days. Specifically Yom Kippur. Because you've lost your 18. You don't make 19 blessings in your Shmona Esrei, in your Amidah of Yom Kippur. And you can't eat. So you're missing all the blessings of eating on Yom Kippur. So that's when it gets tough. Okay, the Our rabbis of blessed memory, they arranged the different blessings for us. We don't have permission to change a thing about these blessings. Where our sages said, we make a short blessing. We make a short blessing. And where they said, you make a long Shmona Esrei, so we make a long Shmona Esrei. We don't make a short version, and we don't make a long version of a Shehakol. Excuse me. Because they have blessed memory with their great understanding. They had intention for all kinds of deep concepts. So what do we understand? They've already prepared these blessings with a tremendous understanding. We don't know how to prepare blessings, and we certainly wouldn't know how to change their blessings. So this is an important concept. We say that the Shmona Esrei was formed, the words were chosen so as to encompass all the needs a human would ever have. That's why you had prophets among the men of the great assembly who compiled the Shmona Esrei. That means any need a person would have today, if he would only delve into the meaning of the Shmona Esrei, he would have an answer. He would have he would find a place where the Shmona Esrei addresses that need. Where within his Shmona Esrei, he is actually requesting that need. So you'll say, where? And I'll say, well, you got to look deeply. You have to understand what each word means correctly and the context of each word. But if you understand correctly, then you'll see that there's tremendous depth in the meaning of Shmona Esrei. We have to behave with the blessings exactly the way their pure wisdom enacted in the enactment of the Shmona Esrei. We have a responsibility to maintain the tradition in this specifically, not only in the general sense, but in this specifically we have a rule that we're not supposed to change from the way the men of the Great Assembly established the Shmona Esrei and the blessings we make each day. Yes?
Is